The legal battle over the federal government's attempts to deport two Aboriginal men is ramping up in the High Court. Daniel Love and Brendan Toms, who were both born overseas but grew up in Australia, were put in immigration detention after they'd served time in prison. Their lawyers argue both men identify as Aboriginal Australians, and that should mean they can't be deported. They're also seeking damages for unlawful detention. Stephanie Smale has been looking at the cases.
Brendan Toms was born in New Zealand but has lived in Australia since he was 7 years old. His mother, Jenny Toms, who is an Australian citizen, says he has built his life here and has a young son.
We gave him a present from his dad and, you know, he is asking after him all the time, so that makes us a bit stressed and upset as well.
The 30-year-old has been in immigration detention since September. He was detained after serving part of an 18-month jail sentence for a domestic violence assault, and he has other convictions dating back more than a decade. Since 2014, when the so-called character test was introduced, any jail sentence of 12 months or more has been a mandatory trigger for deportation. But Jenny Toms says her son has no connection to New Zealand.
He would not know any of my husband's family, and I don't think it's right to take him away from his son that lives in Australia and is born in Australia. His son will not be able to go over to New Zealand to visit him. So what's he supposed to do?
Lawyers representing Mr. Toms are also pursuing the federal government for damages on behalf of Indigenous man Daniel Love, who moved to Australia from Papua New Guinea when he was a child. Senior associate at Maurice Blackburn Lawyers, Claire Gibbs, says Brendan Toms and Daniel Love are both Australians and shouldn't have been detained.
Brendan's mother is Aboriginal and Daniel's father is Aboriginal. They've settled in Australia, they've both completed schooling in Australia, they've both worked in Australia. They both have children that are Australian citizens and identify as Aboriginal. So that's why we say that they're Australian.
After 40 days in detention, Daniel Love's visa was reinstated. Claire Gibbs says Brendan Toms is hoping the same will happen to him.
We hope, again, that common sense prevails and the minister steps in and exercises discretion to release him from detention.
While Brendan Toms waits, both men are pursuing damages for their detention in the High Court. Today, lawyers argued their cases, which centre around very similar circumstances, should be heard at the same time. Claire Gibbs says both men experienced the shock of being sent to immigration detention instead of being released.
They were notified shortly before they were due to be released on parole, so were making plans to be, you know, reconnecting with their families and immersing themselves back in the community. And they were transferred directly from the correctional facility to immigration detention.
She points out establishing the men's family history has been a challenge, but the facts are there.
Family history can be tricky, and particularly in Australia with the stolen generation and the recording of family history and people in being various tribes, and just there will be sort of cultural challenges, but it can be tricky. But I think by and large, it's something that can be agreed upon.
Claire Gibbs explains they haven't set an amount for the damages they're seeking yet.
Brendan's still currently in detention, so we don't know what those damages are going to be. So what we are actually seeking damages for is that wrongful imprisonment. So they've been deprived of their liberty, particularly Brendan, over the Christmas period, has been in detention, not able to see his son or his family. He served his time, and then as soon as he had finished his sentence, he was transferred to immigration detention. So all of those things will play a factor in what the amount is in terms of the damages we'll be claiming.
The case is due back before the High Court next month.
Stephanie Smale with that report.